The review came after the deaths of teenagers Natalie Finn of West Des Moines and Sabrina Ray of Perry. Both were adopted out of foster care and died under the care of their adoptive parents. DHS Director Jerry Foxhoven said the department is asking a basic question.
How did the people that did this become foster parents to begin with?
In a packed committee room at the Capitol before the House and Senate oversight committees, Foxhoven explained some of the shortfalls in Iowa's foster care system and what he's doing to correct them. He says he wants new oversight of parents who foster kids and then adopt them. Also, currently choosing foster care parents is contracted out. Foxhoven says that's under review.
You know, if a parent isn't a great parent, God picked them, okay? And they don't have to be perfect. But if we picked them, they better be good. We're going to do a good, better job on that.
Foxhoven said the outside review highlights strong points at DHS, including a stable workforce of social workers who are well paid. But the report also concludes that morale is low and caseloads are too high. Democrats were quick to respond.
I read the report, right? And that's got some pretty bad things in there.
That's Cedar Rapids Senator Rob Hoag. From the report, Hoag cites inadequate training for workers, insufficient meetings with caseworkers, and cookie-cutter plans for troubled families. Foxhoven told Hoag he's working on efficiencies to ease caseloads, and he said workers are hopeful about their new leadership.
We're going to make the change, all the changes that need to be made.
That's good. Is there anything you need the Iowa legislature to do to help you to do
that? Not that I know of at this point.
That did not set well with other Democrats on the committee, including Representative Mary Wolf of Clinton.
You know, earlier you said you don't need anything more from the legislature, but it sounds to me like you need more caseworkers.
At what point will you be asking for these resources?
And that's Des Moines Democrat Matt McCoy. McCoy argued there are more than 1,100 fewer DHS workers now than in 2010. The agency took $16 million in cuts to field staff last year, and Governor Reynolds recommends more cuts to DHS to balance this year's budget.
You've got to tell the legislature what you need, and that might mean ticking off the governor's office and getting yourself fired, and that would be okay. Don't tell us everything's rosy when you need resources.
The Republican co-chair on the Oversight Committee, Senator Michael Breitbach, appreciated hearing what the outside review concluded DHS was doing right.
It was good to hear something positive. If you read the papers the last year or so, everything's been negative.
Director Foxhoven will appoint a task force of field workers, administrators, and child welfare advocates to look at the recommendations of the outside review and then, he says, expand it in response to last year's tragic deaths. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.